Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants in New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is trying to forge a Middle Eastern alliance against the growing threat of ISIS, the Sunni extremist group that's moving ever closer to carving out an Islamic State from territory it seized in Iraq and Syria. To that end, NPR's Jackie Northam says Secretary of State John Kerry is holding talks with Sunni leaders gathered in Saudi Arabia.
They're trying to prepare all our Sunni allies in this region that there may be airstrikes against the Sunni extremist group ISIS. And the United States can't do anything unilaterally in this area. You do need sign-off from all these countries.
NPR's Jackie Northam. Secretary Kerry is also signaling the possibility that the U.S. may recruit Syria's moderate opposition in the battle against Sunni extremists in neighboring Iraq. He held a brief meeting with Syrian opposition leader Ahmed Jarba, who has close ties with Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, the Obama administration asked Congress for $500 million to help train and equip some of the opposition in Syria. In Afghanistan, presidential candidate Abdullah Abdullah and his supporters are growing more vocal with their allegations of fraud in this month's runoff election. NPR's Sean Carbear reports from Kabul. Pro-Abdullah protests are growing as the UN urges calm.
An estimated several thousand people turned out for Abdullah's latest demonstration in Kabul. Protesters marched through the city into the gates of the presidential palace. The protest remained peaceful, but marchers were chanting death to Karzai and death to Abdullah's opponent, Ashraf Ghani. While Abdullah continues to claim the election was rigged against him, Ghani rejects allegations there was widespread fraud on his behalf. He says his estimated 1.3 million vote lead is a reflection of aggressive campaigning in the second round.
We see this also as a story of national renaissance.
Ghani says his message of unity won over women and youth in particular. Preliminary election results are due next week. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The U.S. is expected to sign an international treaty banning the use of landmines following years of pressure from human rights advocates. In an announcement made today in Mozambique, U.S. officials said Washington would review the 15-year-old Ottawa Convention. President Obama launched a verbal attack on the GOP during a speech in Minneapolis today in which he said Republican obstructionism in Congress is supporting a system that is, quote, rigged against average Americans trying to do the right thing. He was in town to talk about the economy, especially a proposed hike to the federal minimum wage.
You're mad at me for doing some things to raise the minimum wage? Let's pass a law. Republicans and Democrats giving America a raise.
However, Republicans argue Obama's economic policies would do little to grow jobs or contribute to the long-term health of the U.S. economy. Dow is down 40 points. This is NPR News. Six Americans held since May in a Honduran prison on charges of illegal arms possession have been released. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the brother of one of the men says all charges have been dropped in the case.
The six men, all crew members of a maritime salvage company contracted to work in the Central American nation, were released on Thursday. According to the brother of the captain of the ship, an appeals court ruled 3-0 that the men committed no crimes. The men arrived in Honduras on May 5th on a vessel of the Florida-based company Aqua International. The crew was to begin salvaging valuable mahogany wood from a flooded river channel in the northern coast inhabited by poor Mosquito Indians. The region is in an area favored by drug traffickers. They were imprisoned soon after entering Puerto Lempira on charges they had illegally brought arms into the country. The men said the weapons were for their protection at sea and that they were arrested before they could turn the arms over to port authorities as required by law. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
There's word that the Sudanese Christian woman arrested twice this month, once for apostasy and most recently for allegedly using forged travel documents, is now being sheltered by the U.S. Embassy. Miriam Ibrahim's lawyer says that the 27-year-old is afraid she'll be assaulted by relatives or residents angry she won't convert to Islam. Ibrahim's husband holds dual citizenship for the United States and South Sudan. He, his wife, and children were arrested Tuesday at Khartoum Airport. They were preparing to leave Sudan a day after Miriam Ibrahim's death sentence was overturned. a case that drew global outcry against Sudan's government. U.S. stocks mixed, with the Dow down 39 at 16,808. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the investment firm of Raymond James, wealth management, banking, and capital markets. Learn more at lifewellplan.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned in to the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned for at 1 o'clock. We'll be airing American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And at 4 p.m., we have news for you, national and international news from NPR. At 6 o'clock, selected shorts at 7 p.m. tonight, Lee Kleinpeter in Big Band Swings. Then at 9 p.m., the Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine. And at 10 o'clock, Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. Here's Nina Simone.
Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Working, I'm working. But it's still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Sweet honey baby, gonna break this chain off the rung. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, show his heart in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Oh, I've been working and working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
You ain't got no money, but I know you just got paid.
Trudy Lynn from 1994 with Two Girls for the Price of One. Trudy preceded by Nina Simone. We heard Nina Simone doing a rendition of The Work Song, the old Nat Adderley jazz classic, with words contributed by Oscar Brown Jr. about a year after Nat Adderley had a big hit with that. Nina Simone on piano and vocals. She was a great pianist. We're going to turn now to Buddy Guy, some early Buddy Guy, back to 1958, and a session produced by Willie Dixon. Buddy Guy was recording for Cobra Records at the time.
Think I see my girl talking to some man. Robin Ford, ladies and gentlemen.
Robin Ford recorded at the legendary Ash Grove in Los Angeles back in 1972. Robin Ford here on KRVS doing a rendition of My Time After a While, which is an old Buddy Guy number. And we heard Buddy before hearing Robin. We heard Buddy from 1958 doing a number called Try to Quit You Baby Again. He was working with Cobra Records at the time, and those sessions were produced by bassist Willie Dixon. There were a number of really great artists working for Cobra, or actually they were sort of Young Turks at the time on the Chicago blues scene. They would later emerge as very significant Chicago artists. Another case in point would be Otis Rush. He recorded the only hit that Cobra Records had, and that was in 1956. It was I Can't Quit You Baby that reached number 6 on the R&B charts that year. Here's another one, though, that Otis Rush recorded in the 50s for Cobra Records that has been covered by a number of artists over the years, maybe most notably John Mayall when he had Eric Clapton with him. Here's Otis Rush with sort of, what is it, a rumba, part blues. All Your Love, I Miss Loving.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Joe Hall and the Louisiana Cane Cutters and Jason Bergeron. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Thank you.
dress once more.
Sam Maggott, better known as Magic Sam, one of the great West Side Chicago blues artists, West Side Soul. Magic Sam got his start with Cobra Records back in the mid to late 50s and later recorded for Delmark Records, as was the case on this particular number, a piece, of course, called I Need You So Bad. Unfortunately, Magic Sam died of a heart attack at the age of 32 in 1969. Before we heard Magic Sam, we heard one of his fellow recording artists with Cobra Records. We heard Otis Rush doing his classic All Your Love, I Miss Loving. Next here on KRVS, a little change of pace from Chicago blues to some New Orleans blues musicians. Mark Domizio, David Hyde, CP Love, Johnny Neal, they have a new band called Faux Real and a new disc called Heavy Water. Here they are from Heavy Water doing the title track. Again, the band calls themselves Faux Real.
Yes, it does. Heavy water. bring out the blues. Clean me. Yes, it does. Heavy water. Bring out the blues in me. Yes, it does. Shake them up. Bring out the blues in me. Yes, it does. Shake them up. Bring out the blues in me.
Again, the band Faux Real from their brand new disc Heavy Water. That, again, the title track. And these guys out of working out of New Orleans. A lot of New Orleans funk on most of the tracks on this particular disc. And we have another brand new release, this time by Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers. The disc is called Emergency Situation. From that disc, here's Piazza and his band here on KRVS doing Neighbor Neighbor.
If you don't have no business, try to get some of your own. Don't put my business all out in the street. Don't put my business all out in the street. If you leave it alone, everything would be all right.
Oh, yeah. You let me be. I'm not no dentist. I can get your teeth out too.
Thank you.
making love is good for you. Making love is good for you. Making love is good for you. Making love is good for you. So take care of your body. Make a little love today. Ain't nobody can live forever. It's just something that we all understand. But while we're young, y'all, we can make it better if we take care of our bodies while we can. 'Cause making love is good for ya. Making love is good for ya. So take care of your body. Make a little love today. Man and woman, get together. Play the game and swear they're having fun. But if we make a little love from the very start, what a lovely way to get to know someone. So, making love is good for ya. Hey, making love is good for ya. Take care of your body. Make a little love today. About it, I'll just put my thinking on the shelf. But if the good Lord made something better than love, I swear he must have kept it there for himself. Hey, making love is good for you. Making love is good for you. So take care of your body. Make a little love today.
Unmistakably B.B. King. That was Make It Love's Good For You, and that is actually the title track to a release he had out on MCA Records back in the year 2000. Before we heard B.B. King, we heard Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers from their brand new disc Emergency Situation. Piazza on vocals and blues harp doing Neighbor Neighbor. Little change of pace next. We have a room full of blues from what is still their latest disc, 45 Live. They've been at it for 45 years. Here they are with a cover of an old Big Bill Brunzi tune.
Somebody sure has got to go. You said I was your friend, boy. A friend you really did like. Every time I leave home, you just stab me in the back. That's why I don't want you hanging around my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy. Somebody sure has got to go. Well, I come home in the evening when my working day is done. My bed's all torn up and my supper's never done. That's why I don't want you just plain in love. My wife makes me neck bones and beef. Why she makes you chicken and duck. That's why I don't want you hanging around my wife no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go.
Chicken and rice, all of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. She wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her. I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
Blues shouter Wynonie Harris from 1949 with a number that got him to number 5 on the R&B charts that year. I like my baby's pudding. He was preceded by a room full of blues here on KRVS. They did a tune that's had long legs in the blues many, many years. Lots of people have done it. Somebody's got to go. And we have time for another classic. This one from Johnny Guitar Watson, dating back to 1956.
And my step. Sound. Well, I toss and tumble on my pillow, but I just can't close my eyes. Well, I toss and tumble on my pillow, but I just can't close my eyes. If my baby don't come back pretty soon, yes, I just can't be satisfied now.
Hours past midnight. Again, music from Johnny Guitar Watson, originally out of a Houston blues scene back in the 50s, ended up moving out to the coast and had success in a few different fields of music. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. There is more good music coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. And the Blues Box is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without you. We're going to turn to Elizabeth Cotton to take us up to the top of the hour. Here she is from Years Gone By with a number called Vastopol. It actually refers to the tuning. Have a great weekend.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.